It wasn't until the end of the 19th century, with the invention of sexology, the science of sex, that homosexuality began to be decriminalised and separated off from state-sanctified religious obligations. Throughout most of the 20th century, homosexuality thrived, albeit with the change in emphasis from sinful, with a religious idea behind it, now to seeing homosexuality as kind of sick, as a disease, with a medical model behind it. This is a pretty heavy symbolic legacy for individuals to carry, so that too frequently living a gay or lesbian life led to stress, and perhaps because of that, mental illness, loneliness, and shame. Early sexologists argued that we were inverts. What a terrible word, implying that all homosexuals were incapable of practicing the generous, inclusive humanity that characterizes love. All the current attempts by religious fundamentalists in the USA to cure homosexuality and to deliver homosexuals from sin, these religious fundamentalists that are operating today are informed by this very injurious history of intolerance, hatred, and violence. This made the lesbian and gay liberation movement of the early 70s an urgent and vital counterpoint to the prevailing homophobia of the age. The group wasn't acting alone. Its appearance was also due to huge social changes, growing liberalisation, and also the diminishing power of the church as society at large became more secular.